Iran's top security figures are stepping up their threats to prosecute and punish supporters and leaders of the country's opposition movement in what appears to be a calculated attempt to demonstrate that they are still in control of the situation. Opposition websites also report troops in Tehran have been reinforced. Iranian government TV indicated the country's top security officials met late Wednesday to discuss the ongoing crisis created by what the television called rioters and those fomenting sedition against the Islamic Republic. Intelligence Minister Haider Moslehi insisted the Marxist People's Mujahideen movement is heavily involved in the opposition movement and recent demonstrations.
حرکت یه حرکت ضد انقلابی بود. افراد قابل توجهی که در این حادثه دستگیر شدند.
He called the recent opposition demonstrations anti-revolutionary and says a large number of people arrested for participating in them are Marxist or belong to the People's Mujahideen. He said Iran's intelligence apparatus has a good deal of information and has identified many of these instigators, and he expects the judiciary to take tough action against them. Iran's top prosecutor, Abbas Jafar Dolatabadi, also said opposition protests over the disputed June presidential election were just an excuse to attack the Islamic Republic and its leaders. Iranian Parliament Speaker Ali Larijani lashed out at the opposition during a visit to a provincial city, insisting the people are demanding an end to opposition demonstrations.
مردم نمیتونن صبر بکنن که یه عده‌ای با هر انگیزه فاسدی.
He says the people are losing patience with the sectarian conflict he claims some are trying to provoke. Both the government and the parliament, he argues, will do what is being asked of them and put an end to violence and seditious acts like what he called the sacrilege against Imam Hussein by protesting during Ashura. Iran's top police official, Ismail Ahmadi Mugaddam, also warned the opposition the government would no longer be lenient. The time of pardoning is over, he says. We were patient at first, but now our reaction will be even more harsh. Hundreds of opposition protesters, activists, and intellectuals have been arrested since Sunday's opposition demonstrations, in which protesters fought running street battles against the government security forces, leaving at least 8 people dead. Iranian TV also broadcast videos of pro-government marchers chanting slogans in favor of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and against the opposition and Western powers that allegedly support it. Some participants have been shown wearing white shrouds to indicate they are ready to die for the Islamic Republic. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.